This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Democracy Day today. President attends special function. Prime Minister says government has mobilized its full strength to ensure that the March 5th election are safe and fair. South Korean court finds former President Yoon Suk-yeol guilty of masterminding an insurrection and gives him sentence of life. And the White House warns Iran, saying it would be very wise to make a deal with the United States. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Powell attended a special ceremony held today at the Army Pavilion in Turikhel, Kathmandu, to mark the National Democracy Day 2026. President Powell participated in the event along with First Lady Savita Powell. In the ceremony organized by the National Democracy Day Main Celebration Committee, the Nepali Army offered a ceremonial salute in the honor of the President, who is also the Supreme Commander of the Nepal Army. During the celebration, various cultural performances were showcased reflecting the country's rich culture and heritage, including march past, dances and musical presentation, among others. The celebration was attended by Vice President Ramsay Prasad Yadav, Prime Minister Sushila Karki, Chairperson of the National Assembly Naren Prasad Dahal, ministers, heads of representatives of various diplomatic missions in Nepal, senior government officials and distinguished members of the society, among others. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Sushila Karki said the government has mobilized its full strength to ensure that the March 5th election to the House of Representatives is held in a free, fair, peaceful and fear-free environment. Addressing the special ceremony organized at Turikhel on the occasion of the Democracy Day, Prime Minister Karki said the upcoming election would open the door to a new era of sustainable democratic stability in the country. She expressed confidence that the parliament and the government to be formed after the election would further strengthen democracy by making it more result-oriented, accountable and responsive to the people. The Prime Minister said democracy should not suppress public dissatisfaction but accept it as an opportunity for reform. She stressed that democracy is not only about procedures or institutions but must be reflected in people's daily lives, from freedom of expression to economic security. Karki underlined that while the rule of law is essential, keeping citizens trapped in endless procedures, delays and harassment in the name of process amounts to misgovernance. She noted that corruption, inequality and concentration of power have weakened public trust and forced many youths to leave the country. Emphasizing the role of young people, she said lasting peace and progress are possible only by addressing their concerns, not by ignoring them. Reaffirming the government's commitment, the Prime Minister said the election would be held on the scheduled date in a secure and credible manner. Officiating Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari has called upon all political parties and candidates to engage in election publicity campaigns in a free and unobstructed manner. In his message on the occasion of the 10th election day today, Bhandari also appealed to all stakeholders to create an environment conducive for the participation in the election in an impartial and peaceful manner, ensuring necessary security for employees, monitors, observers and voters involved in the election. An interaction program was organized today at Pugata Bhumi, Chitwan Vihar's in Siddharthanagar Municipality, Ward No. 4 in Rupindhi District, to mark the Chinese New Year, that is the Year of the Horse. The program was organized by Nepal-China Friendship Society, Lumbini, with the objective of promoting Nepal-China relations and strengthening people-to-people and cultural ties. Speaking at the event, Society President Banis Kumar Joshi said such interaction programs help deepen mutual understanding and cooperation between the two countries, particularly at the local level. He emphasized the importance of cultural exchange in further strengthening long-standing bilateral friendship. Chief Administrator of the Chonghua Buddhist Bihar Lumbini, Mong Pen, highlighted the shared Buddhist heritage of Nepal and China and said cultural and religious dialogue plays a vital role in promoting peace and harmony. The interaction was attended by local intellectuals, representatives of the society and community members. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. A South Korean court has found ex-president Yoon Suk-yeol guilty of masterminding an insurrection. The 65-year-old has been sentenced to life in prison over his botched attempt in December 2024 at imposing martial rule. Yoon's order lasted just 6 hours, but shook the country. It paralyzed what was left of the government and cost his party the next election. It also polarized South Korea, and that is evident today as crowds of his supporters gathered to protest outside the court. Yoon is already serving jail time for another conviction. The White House has warned Iran would be very wise to make a deal with the United States amid reports that President Donald Trump is weighing fresh military action against the Islamic Republic. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt told the news briefing that Trump was still hoping for a diplomatic resolution over Tehran's nuclear program. Her comments come as the U.S. moves a second battleship into the region, and a day after the progress was reported at the U.S.-Iran talks in Switzerland. U.S. media reported that Trump has discussed attack options with advisers and that a U.S. strike could take place as early as Saturday. Last summer, the U.S. military launched strikes on 3 Iranian nuclear facilities. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan region of the country and partly cloudy over the remaining places. There is a chance of light rain and snowfall at a few places over the hilly and Himalayan regions of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhur Paschim provinces. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Democracy Day today. President attends special function. Prime Minister says government has mobilized its full strength to ensure that the March 5th election are free and fair. South Korean court finds former President Yoon Suk-yeol guilty of masterminding an insurrection and gives him life sentence. And the White House warns Iran, saying it would be very wise to make a deal with the United States. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.